Welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah Labreck, and this is the week 6 recap. So we have made it through another summer at FCDC, and this one, like all others before it, was nothing short of pure magic. Today we have Ty, Freddie, and Shay on, the team captains, to take us through the last week and kind of the year in general, to talk about all of the amazing things that went on, all the planned and improvised events. And hey, this was a different year from year 50, as was year 49, and as will be 52. But this one was awesome. And, you know, the last day of camp, there was rain. And each of them told me that the last day was awesome. And that's just such a testament to this place and what it is and what it does every year. I want to thank all of my recap hosts, Elizabeth, Maura, Ethan, Molly, Rachel, Billy, and now Shay, Ty, and Freddie for letting us in and giving us a glimpse of what the magic feels like this year at camp. There's no one better to hear it from people who are there. Boots on the ground, as they say. So thanks for sticking with me. We're going to listen to this one, have it up right in time for week 7. So while camp may feel like it was a million years ago, it wasn't. It was just a week ago, and hopefully you can remember what all of that magic was and kind of take it with you out into the world. Just a little bit of housekeeping. We're going to have a couple of pods coming up in the next several weeks, and then probably go on hiatus for a little bit. But who knows? Unless you really want to be on the podcast, then please let me know. I am serious. If you think I'm talking to you, I am. We would love to hear from you. So if you want to come on the pod, please do that. Please send me an email, camptimefcdc@gmail.com. and camptime_realtime on Instagram and TikTok. All right, that's all for me. Enjoy this one. Hope you had a wonderful summer at camp and can't wait to see you next year. Bye. So it was always my delight and expectation that I would get the three of you guys on together for week 6. We made it to the final week. So I should say to all of the listener at home, we are recording Thursday after camp. Feels like camp was a long time ago, but we still need it. And we're going to go through what happened the last week at camp because I think it's important to, I'm a completionist and we need to talk about the week to round out the summer that was 100% unique to itself, as they all are. But so before we get into like the big like wrap up stuff that happens at the end of the week, so Monday, I have down, we actually did a camp classic. It was the food relay.
We all had to be in that one, right? We were all there.
Super competition.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
To me, it's like classic, like Twisted Mind of Tom. Like, then you pass the grapefruit with your neck. Like, it's so random. Like, so funny.
Doesn't it seem like the vegetables have been like new ones have been added throughout the...
Yeah, the corn with the knees.
That corn was a new one, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of wild in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny that kids know it as a family competition, like that they, like Willow was on my camper on, or my CIT on my team in the comp, and she had done it before with her dad or with Mason or something. So she knew what she was doing, which was cool. But it was just random groups of CIT's assistants and heads. Rachel Rice was on my back. That's who, she was the queen of our team.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done it before?
This is my first time ever doing it. I was like, my sister did it as a CIT when she went to camp. It was my first time for me. But I had Caitlin Panciaco on my back, and she was the queen of our group. Rachel Giddings was the queen.
I did it with my niece Austin, and she was a little camper doing it. And that's a very different situation than with Casey, my assistant, where I had to be on her back because I was the queen for this one.
Nice. What was the most difficult vegetable or fruit pass, do you think?
I think egg is the most difficult. Yeah. I don't have the dexterity in the elbows, I don't think.
Like, and like, you can't trust your grip with an elbow, too.
Right.
I think I did it as an assistant or COT when you're, like, so much more aware of, like, being so close to somebody when no one's even looking at you and no one cares. And this year I was the one that's like, come on! Just screaming at everybody that you just gotta get it over with.
You yeah. are right, though, Shay. That is the twisted mind of Tom. And he's like, you know what? This is going to be pretty embarrassing for a lot of these kids. Like, we're doing it. We're doing more. Who ended up taking the win on that one?
So Shay's team won.
Well, look at you raise your hand for that.
Won on tech, like, they finished first, but they cheated a little bit. So Pantiago's Burgers took the win.
Everyone cheated.
But some would say that I didn't cheat in my team.
Neither did I. But they said someone was sitting on the balloon while their partner was starting the dizzy bat spin. So that had to be a 12.5 second addition to our time, which happened to be Freddie's team beat us by 12 seconds or something. Like, so we had to come in second place.
Mm-hmm. So
I got second place. You got like bumped down to third.
No, I got second. We got second.
Yeah, Ty, you got third.
Still hurt though.
Is that true? That's not true.
Well, you know what? I'll pull the footage because I think they were looking at it to get the seconds. Yeah. Okay. Great. They were up in the VAR replay. That's great.
Well, there was a VAR comp.
Okay. Later that
week, I think, or the week before.
About the sacks.
Hoops and sacks.
Oh, hoops and sacks. That's right. Another instance of cheating, right? There are only 15. And there should have been 16.
This one was Sam's fault.
Seems a lot more extreme.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
So you may not. So Monday was an absolutely beautiful day. It was gorgeous out. It was like a perfect camp day. And it was awesome. It was just what you hope for. And then Tuesday we had a little bit of rain.
Oh yeah, we had head lunch on Monday, where Sam like made the call that we were going to be postponing cookout until Wednesday,
right?
And good thing it like definitely rained all morning.
Yeah, it was a rain out day. And actually you guys watched, was it a movie on Tuesday, right?
It was awesome. It was exactly what we needed.
Yeah,
it was kind of like not as severe as we thought it was going to be on Tuesday, but we started the day in the stables and Sam looked at the crowd and then called the heads outside and said, like, do you guys want to go outside and do 5 rainy activities? Or do you want to try to, like, maybe have a slow morning, we watch a movie, and we can see what we can do in the afternoon? Which I totally appreciated. I think he, like, looked at us, and we all...
Yeah, he was like, quick, movie.
Movie.
Oh, that's awesome. Was this the day that one of the movies didn't work?
Oh, yeah, my movie didn't work. But we watched a camp video, and then we went up to the tent, and we got to have like a extra sing, and that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Sing lunch, then extra sing.
That's great. I would take, I mean, of course I'm a maniac, but I would take an extra camp video over a movie.
Got enough of like the video in it with just the camp videos worth.
Yeah.
Get a full Lego movie, but
you know. Yeah, the Lego movie was honestly insane. It was so good.
Oh, first time seeing it?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, I was hooked.
You know that's where Everything Is Awesome is from?
That was, so you started the day, did movies, and then you did eventually get to
activities quick, and then we ended the day. We had no free swim or troop time. We ended the day at the theater for FCDC's Got Talent.
That's right.
On Tuesday. E-Dog and Lil Midge, who did...
No, they did Queen. They Can't Stop Us Now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but they did their classic coming out in different outfits.
Yeah.
And they tried to, because Todd, Freddie, and I were the judges, they tried to build a fire at the end. And they had a little bit of choreography, which was really, I remember that.
They sung like the actual lyrics, which was cool too, instead of just like lip syncing.
Yeah, and then Kevin and Tessa sang a song from Teen Beach Movie, I think. And, from Frozen.
It was hot the first time, Frozen the second time.
And Kevin had a wig on, so it was funny. And Tessa has a beautiful voice. And because it was at the end of the day, we were told to not make it. We didn't have to make our decision right away as judges, and we were going to announce a warning flag the next day.
Little Midge and E-Dog ended up winning.
I have a question about Kevin. Second half of the summer, his Q rating has just gone through the roof, has it not?
Yeah. Ty and I were saying there's always like a summer of one random counselor, kind of. And this year was just Kevin Collins easily because he's the biggest boy. And I feel like he's been at camp for 20 years. I don't get how he's only 13. It makes no sense.
He's been doing just so good. I had him as a CIT. He's just the best CIT ever you could ask for.
Yeah, I had to get tied to him during week 5. And it was like pleasant.
Funny bit about it was that a different counselor has been wearing that Kevin t-shirt since Molly and Ethan did that show. And we've just been passing it around like at the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but Sisterhood of the Traveling Kevin shirts. And it's been the funniest thing. A different counselor will have it for the day or for a competition or for the flag.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is a good transition into Wednesday. Todd was nice enough to make, it was FCDC Kid Day, which usually means you get to wear your favorite camp shirt. Mm-hmm. But every head got a special t-shirt with Kevin's face on it that said FCDC Kid, which was awesome. And it was a surprise to everyone.
Yeah. That's awesome. Was Tuesday also the pig championship?
It was, in the tent.
Yeah. Was it close? How did it go? I mean, we all know, it's not even spoiling anything, Billy won.
Oh my God, by a landslide. I was up there with Carrie helping her do the servings. Mm-hmm. And when you look at ice cream, you don't think it's going to be that hard, but it was really like half of a pint of ice cream for each person, like 5 scoops out of the thing, plus all the topping. And Bill won by like 30 seconds. It was insane. At least.
Who were the other two in the competition?
It was Brendan, Zach, and Ari, right?
All 16-year-old boys against Bill.
Yeah. They all did very well.
Yeah.
You know, you see, like, they don't quite have the technique that Billy has yet. Like, I could see, like Zach kept, like, lifting his head up too high afterwards. And that's too much time to get back down again. Bill is just a full sucking mode inside of that ice cream.
He literally ate the bowl.
It split in half, and he's flattened it first with his cheek, and it's disgusting.
He had, like, this technique before where I've never seen it. He was, like, put his hands over his mouth to make his like breath colder somehow. And then he went down. We're like, what? What? And everyone else is looking like, did we do this too? And it was gone in seconds.
Yeah. It was our only eating competition of the year where sometimes they have more.
Oh.
I was scared. I was scared that we were going to eat at some point.
Yeah, me too. But ice cream, sometimes I'm watching eating competitions and I like get secondhand sickness because it's just disgusting. But ice cream's like pretty palatable to watch. Yeah. So nice. I like approve of that to be the eating comp.
Yeah, that's great. And I love, so I saw the trophy and I do love the pig suit. I feel like if it ever happens that he's not the champion, the prize should be the trophy and the pig suit.
We used to have this big, like, WWE belt.
Yeah.
That one year Tom made me draw, like, a pig face, and we put it where the, at the, like, center of the belt. That was really funny that he got to hold up, but I think it got lost.
Okay, another thing that happened on Wednesday. So when did you announce the winner? Was it in the morning? Like, what went, like, was there hype around this?
We forgot.
Perfect.
I guess Carrie and Sam like went out, got I guess gift cards for them for like the work they did, like the Kevin, Tessa,
they were practicing down at my theater like after every single afternoon. They were working. They all wanted to win.
Well, Kevin, I'm glad they won too, because then we would have showed up to camp the day we announced if Kevin had won in our Kevin shirt. Like the other girls truly deserved to win. Like they put a lot of work into it, but that would have been probably a bad look.
So it was FCDC Kid Day. You guys made the shirts, had the shirts, and what do you think the FCDC Kid like percentage was? Was it just about everyone wearing something either homemade or an FCDC shirt on Wednesday?
Yeah, it was very full of those of the green FCDC shirts this year, which I thought turned out so nice.
It was super weird, though, to see that, like, the oldest shirt worn was from, like, 2015 or something. Like, I feel like usually the heads get to bring like really old shirts, and because we wore the Kevin ones, the like oldest one I saw was like that neon pink one from like 2014 or something.
I usually wear my first ever camp shirt, which is when I was a Pueblo. It was like a brown shirt that it's like just straight crop top, and I think I wear it every year, which is funny, but I didn't get to wear it this year.
Maybe you didn't see Aiden LeBrec. He was wearing the original staff T-shirt.
We did.
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
Sam was wearing this blue staff shirt on Friday.
Also on Wednesday. So you guys had the cookouts on Wednesday.
Oh, we did.
All right, Ty, what did you have? Because you usually go all out.
So this year we did, every cookout was a different cinema theme. So this time we went Simpsons. And I delegated this year. I let Mary do some stuff and Aiden do some stuff. I delegated this time. This is me delegating. I only did like half the things. But we had Krusty Burger hamburgers with donuts as the buns. And they turned out delicious, and the kids loved them. They were great.
Oh my god!
Then we had pancakes three ways. It was nice. So I've always done I made pancakes the morning of, and like I would slave away, and I would have like show up with pancakes stuff all over my face. And then I heard Molly's technique the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what am I doing?
Right.
And
I did
that. And it worked out perfectly.
The good people at Eggo have done most of the work. That's wonderful.
Made a Fruity Pebble whipped cream and a strawberry butter. But other than that, it was just like easy just to like defrost. I've delegated this year, I swear.
Jeez. Yeah, chef. Freddie, what did you guys have?
We had Waco tacos, which dial it back a little. I love cookouts too, just because pioneering, like I'm in the woods all day, so I can just really take my time. And like really like, I always cook raw, like meat right over the fire for the kids because I can get like everything nice and hot. But just Waco tacos, we like got Doritos bags, crumpled like up the Doritos, put meat right inside the bag, filled it with toppings. Like you shake it, you open it, it just looks like a big pile of mush. But the kids love it. They think it's the best thing ever.
Do you put a fork into the bag or do you like
fork right in Doritos bag?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't.
Yeah, who came up with that?
So Shay does it every year.
Okay.
This year we got to do our shopping together to make it like life a little cheaper. So she's like, yeah, we're doing this third session. I'm like, perfect. Sounds good to me. Like, we'll do it third session. Yeah, she does it every year. So I'm like, I'm going to take this idea for this last one. And I was also like, just so tired. I'm like, I just want to go easy for the last cookout.
Not a lot of cooking going on in pioneering this year, huh?
That's not true, is it?
All third session. We do second session. We do a big activity. So I can sit down and enjoy a fire all third session. So Sam doesn't get mad instead of just sitting on fire all three sessions. Clean the cookouts. We clean the campsites. Pick up six for a session. This year, we built the bridge over the Lost River. It was a success. And then third session, we just build fires and cook.
That is really cool.
It was really beautiful, like what he made.
The bridge?
But yeah.
I saw a picture. That is awesome that you did that.
I was going to like build... Like, we used to, like, build teepees every year, and I was going to, like, build, like, an actual, like, house, like, a log cabin. And we started cutting down all these, like, dead trees and like, cutting them into perfect shape. I'm like, this is perfect for, like a bridge. Like, why not just build it? And I had Sam, too, as my assistant, who's just, he's like, yeah, that'd be sick. Like, let's build a bridge. Like, let's do man work out here. I'm like, okay, Sam. And he was just, like, we were being pioneering, like, bug spraying the kids, and he'll be out there just, like, hammering, like sawing away out there, and it was pretty cool.
You guys also had a giant inflatable slide, like bounce house thing up by the tent.
Yeah, we did. We used it for theater. We played running charades where they would have to run up it and then down to get to their partners and then back up and down to get back to me.
Classic theater game. That's great. Yeah, that's great. Did that have water in it? Or was it?
It was an intense operation. Yeah, it was like a full bounce house. And then you climbed up and went down a slide filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun with or without water. And also wet both ways as well.
I was going to say, we moved the cookouts. It also rained on Wednesday.
It did. Yeah.
All day. Yeah. Right?
It did.
Yeah, me and Bill like walked around and started about like seven fires.
Little damp.
It was a great cookout. Like, we had a great fire for ours, and everything worked out.
I remember the Sig's fire, and it was, like, this huge fire. Like, massive. I got to the table, it's, like, like gasoline, like flammable oil. There's like mason jars, just like spraying it on, just like.
Good for
like,
them.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, honestly.
Sure. Leading into the battle, which is Thursday.
Oh, we had a competition on Wednesday. That was our last one.
So that didn't matter. We already had, after the eating comp, our places were already set. The Wednesday morning was just like.
That's not true. If you got last place and I got third, if I got first place like I did, then we would have been tied.
Well, I did get last place.
You did get last place?
It was already preset before.
It was preset before.
What? So explain again how the seating works, like for the battle.
So Shay came in first. So she gets a first round bye and she gets the second game. Todd, I came in second.
So he gets
in third. So I get to pick what side I would like to defend.
Oh, okay.
So, that's what it's all about, that one.
Yeah, the pick. And we have to wait for Shay to get here because it was a little controversial this year with her. But I'll talk about just me and Ty. So I picked the shallow end to defend the shallow end.
Okay.
They just didn't have, like, Ty didn't have to say, they just had to go into it. But have Ty trained for the battle this year. Have Ty talk about
it. I did. We had a rehearsal. We had a rehearsal for the battle this year.
Oh.
Yeah. I had them rehearse the night before at 4 p.m. We all met and we created a lot of different plays that like a lot of like really like smart and strategic plays, like think like the knuckle puck from the Mighty Ducks. We was just going to be like a ragtag bunch of us who were going to like show up and do well. But yeah. In the moment of the battle, like everything went down the hill and I couldn't even remember any of the things that I was supposed to do. Some of them, we had all these plans. We were going to, there's one called, I was going to yell the siren scream. And then we would all just yell at the person next to us. Audience included. We had one called Typhoon where they were going to throw in beach balls from everywhere.
The best one was the torch one.
But in the moment, I was just fully, like, I could only defend. I could only, because we were drowning out there because we had maybe like, they had all four all the Panciacos. They had all the games. They had Fred. It was the stackiest of stacks teams.
The best one was, Ty was telling me they were going to say, Annie's home. And everyone just like goes underwater and then everyone shoots back up. That would have been sick.
I know. It would have been good. There's a moment I was going to like leave for a second and then like get out of the pool. And I was just going to like go from there. But Molly needed to go. So I said, fine.
What I saw who's
oh, but they made a big change to it though. So we went in expecting like the battle rules we've done in the past, but we added those diving boards back into it.
Oh, did everyone have one or just certain few?
One person from each team didn't have to have a diving board.
What do you play till? Is it one or?
And see, that was another new thing is that they made it that the first round was only. For the 1 point to get to the second round.
Okay.
And then it was best of two.
Okay.
So we just had to defend at that point. It was only a giant moment of defending. I'm not about it. I'm okay.
It's okay.
Be in last place the entire time and lose the battle too. It's fine. It's only my name's on it, the team.
Well, not to mention lose a key player on your team the first day of camp.
No, we tried everything to get her back. Nothing worked. Scavenger hunts. Begging, none of it worked. Songs.
Well, oh, Wi-Fi went out. Well, what can you do? Whose team was wearing life jackets? Was that you got? Who was that?
That was Fred's team, but it was only for like a moment. He didn't play with the life jackets.
Okay, I was curious about that because I was like, feels like an advantage one way or the other.
Yeah, I just said basically. I sat in the middle where I could stand, and
oh yeah, he ended it with a really good play.
I said, "Mary, like you go left corner, Caitlin, you go right corner, Elizabeth, you go middle." And every time the ball came to me, I would just throw it to one of them. Just I was like, "Boom, you, Caitlin." And the what I ended up winning is I saw everyone on the left side, and I just like jumped through as hard as I could, and I scored from like the five foot mark.
No, right you like did like a. You threw it up in the air and it just like it not only just like landed, then it had to like sail a little bit and it was like a slow motion of like people all trying to get there. It never made it. I mean, none of us made it there in time. It's awful.
It was awesome.
What a way to go.
It took so much out of me that I was like, if this isn't going to be exhausted.
How long did that round go on? Was it a long
it was quick.
Okay. Yeah. Oh no.
It was quick. The final one, Sam said it was the longest battle in history. That's what Sam said, but I don't
think that's true.
Could be. So Ty, when you go out in the first round, so who are you rooting for at the end?
Not me. Yeah, probably Shay at that point. I mean, not the Panciaco team.
Woo!
There's beef.
Beef. The beef's over.
So how does it feel, Freddie, to have won the whole season? Were you first going in to the – no, you weren't. You were second.
Second. I mean, at the start of the summer, I won, like, the first couple. After the first week, we were in first. And then Shay just, like, shot up, like, out of nowhere. Like, middle of second session, she had, like, an 8 and a 10-point lead on Ty and I. It was just – like, at one point, she got a red card, and she was down a man for a comp, and her team still ended up winning. Like, she was just unstoppable. Like, she was slid under all the controversy between Ty and I. Like, she didn't get hit with anything. She played her card smart, slid under, and just kept winning. And me and Ty just kept fighting each other, never to think about, let's go for Shay. She's winning. We're like, no, let's just keep going after each other.
We did do that time where we made her be handcuffed to her mom for the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we brought her mom in for the day.
Do you think Elizabeth was the key to you getting a lot of those victories?
Yeah, she's every Panciaco is insane in battle.
Yeah.
Like, she's just – I remember last year at one point when she was on the assistant team, dunked me and, like, still brings it up to this day.
Ooh.
Like, she's just – she's they're all the nicest girls, but they go into battle and they just – they're the scariest people you ever met. If we do like a draft, like if I had to pick my team, like I'm picking the Panciacos first just for battle reasons. Yeah, so we get to the finals of battle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, our team's just so exhausted. Sam's like, hey, we get a 3-minute break. And I'm like, okay, guys, let's walk to the deep end. Like, we're going to have to defend the deep end. Shay's going to pick the shallow end. And they're like, Freddie, no, we're defending the shallow end again. I'm like, what? Like, Shay picked the deep end after what they just saw. Like, me and Ari would pick up the ball and just throw it as far as we could over and over. I'm like, okay, guys, this is our year to win. Like, we thought we were done deep end. So we get in battle and we start defending the shallow end. But one twist this year that happened was there was 10 people per team and 9 people had to carry a kickboard the entire time and one person didn't. So that was kind of cool. I never touched the kickboard. I'm like, I'm not using that thing. But yeah, so we get in the pool.
You can't dunk when you have a kickboard in your hand. You can't like go underneath and pull the legs like you normally would, which is half my technique that I was doing on my rehearsal.
So we get in the pool and it's just, there's this kid on Shay's team. His name is Brendan. Brendan, well, he's one of the twins. And he's just this amazing swimmer, just like a strong, he's a strong dude.
Just ask
and
him.
he doesn't have a kickboard. I don't have a kickboard. And I felt like me and him just were going like at it without the ball. Like me and him just dunking each other.
Yeah.
At one point, like I got a foul. I got taken out of the game. But at the start of the game, I said, Mary and Caitlin, like, do the same thing. Like, Mary, go left. Caitlin, go right. Elizabeth, down the middle. And it ended up working. I threw the ball to Mary on the left after like a good couple minutes of just like trying to do everything. And she ended up scoring. We ended up going 1-0.
Nice.
And then Sam's like, okay, yeah, switch sides. We're like, no, like this can't happen. And they ended up scoring like pretty quick to make it 1-1. And I don't remember all my past 5 years being there. I always remember it taking so long to score one goal that it's like, okay, first one to score wins. I've never seen like a 1-1.
Right.
Then we switch sides again. So now we're defending the shallow end. And we're going, no one scores. Sam's like, okay, take 2 people out. It's an 8v8. We're going, no one scores. Take 2 people out, it's a 6v6. He's like, okay, no one's scoring. So now it's a 4v4.
Oh my God.
It's me, Ari, Caitlin, and Elizabeth. I'm like, me and Ari are just going to sit in the back. Nothing's going to pass us. Elizabeth and Caitlin just go to the corners. That's all you have to do. Like, we'll defend. And I forget, it's like Shay, who's really like not the best swimmer. This kid named Brendan Beast. Sarah DB, who just was a defensive maniac. Like, she was so hard to get the ball by. And I forgot who the fourth person was. But, again, we just go going back and forth. and I'm behind Ari. I'm like, Ari, pass the ball. And I like whip it forward to her, like hits it back. We're going back and forth. And at one point, I'm like, Ari, pass the ball. And he just was like, I got it. And with all his might, just like throws the ball as far as he could. Caitlin grabs it, scores, and we ended up winning. And it was just,
oh my gosh,
it was the best way to end the summer. A burger.
He shot put it to Caitlin. Shot
put it. Yeah. Did the whole fist motion and threw it.
Oh man. What's it feel like to, is it just mayhem when you guys win?
Oh yeah. I mean, like at this point, no one, like all the audience members, like they don't care who they ride or died for. They're all like chanting Panciacus burgers. It was sick. Everyone was like in the pool splashing. It was awesome. Some people were definitely like Ty forever, Shay Show forever, but it was awesome. Just to hear everyone chanting your like burger is just cool.
That's hey, you guys did great.
When
like once it finished, it was like a wave of like it's over. It's like yeah. Summer yeah. was with it.
Where when did you make that that flag with the burger on it?
So we did the Hawks and the Tadpoles, or I usually try to do once a session with a junior camper, a troop time. So like the Hawks in practice, like being a CIT. So nice. We did like this scavenger hunt with the Tadpoles, where like each kid got paired with a tadpole, and it was not like how many flags are on the archery town, like how many blades of grass are in the games field. It was like go to like your favorite activity and tell the other person like why it's your favorite activity, like sing a camp song to the big oak tree, like go like Hawk, go to the Tadpoles cubbies, like grab their bag, help them bring it to post, like stuff like that. And at that point, we grabbed this like an old flag from the Woodler hut, and Elizabeth and I just like started painting a flag, and then she brought it home with her and just did like an absolutely amazing job on it. Like she came in a couple days later, she was like, so I have a sick picture of her holding it. She was just so happy to have like, it was a sick flag. And then she hung it up on the flagpole that the Thursday morning.
Oh, so, like, that's cool.
Everyone walked the flag, and it was just a burger that said Panciacus Burgers.
That's awesome.
Because it was like, the flag got all wet. Burgers just like, it was like a marker. It just like vanished, and all that left was just said Panciaco on it. I'm like, these three trying to get the team all along. It was so funny.
It's fair.
Yeah. I mean,
they had quite the day. Because they had we had the karaoke right afterwards too.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. Like how much stuff can we fit into one day? Seriously. Was it right into karaoke, or is it like later in the day? Or
no, we had to do like our activities still, right?
Oh, yeah, still fun. A camp day. Jeez, yeah. So where was the finals to Counselor Karaoke, and who was in it?
We were down in the theater, so like we got the whole stage. Sam taped off like a T, like a for the stage. It was kind of cool. So we got to go in the audience, and it was Maura who won the first session. I won the second session, and Mary, who was like the assistant, got called up, and she won the third session. And so we all came out because we were actually all on Panciacus Burgers too.
Oh,
geez. So we got like an extra point too. I was like, at flag, I'm like, Sam, like everyone's on Panciacus Burgers, we won karaoke. He's like, extra point for the team. It was sick.
Great.
No, we everyone, like the whole camp sat down, and before Sam could even talk, like us three came out and we sang the first half of We Are the Champions.
Nice.
And then we got back, and it was just so funny out back there, like everyone putting on their costumes. Everyone had like extra people helping them. I did, Maura did, and then Maura went out first and did the whole Bohemian Rhapsody. I wish I got to see it. It was so, I wish I, from the back, it sounded so good, but I wish I got to see it. Ty can tell what he saw.
He had like she had the Collins triplets all be a part of it too, including Kevin. She booked Kevin for the role, and which is huge to get. It was a huge get that year.
Yeah.
And Brendan and Fiona. And they like, it was just, it was so spectacular. Maura and I did a Bohemian Rhapsody one year, like went for one of my skits when she was one of my assistants. So it was like, I loved seeing it. It was just so, she did such an amazing job. She's so incredible. There were so many like little micro moments that were involved. I couldn't even believe it. Everyone in that whole karaoke, they killed it so badly. Everyone had a reveal. Everyone had a moment. It was, I felt proud to watch everyone. As a theatrical person watching, I was very entertained.
But yeah, she came out in her full Freddie Mercury, like, mustache on, like, because there's no mirror in the theater. She's like, she threw me a Sharpie. She's like, draw a mustache on me. So I'm like out there drawing a mustache. And
there's a mirror in the theater.
She just sounded like, she was sounded amazing. I mean, she's used to be a singer. Like, you just can't, she sounded so good. And then I went up there and I did, I had the time of my life from Dirty Dancing.
Ooh.
And I had, big shout out to Trisha. She made me, because it's a duet and I did both parts. She made me a half, like, me and Ty went to the thrift store. I got like a suit jacket and short, like, dress pants. And a, like, I don't even know what, like a cardigan thing, maybe like a,
The keyword was sequence.
You're
looking for. Like, you're looking for sequence. Yeah. And
Trisha, she like sewed them together.
It was so incredible looking. It was unbelievable. And Fred did an amazing job. He was such a good performer at it. And
thanks. But yeah, she sewed them together. I love the costume. It's still in the theater. Eli and Maggie too. They did the whole Dirty Dancing dance to it the whole time. At one point, I had the whole Hawks come up for like a flash mob. Like a dance mob, they came up from the audience and joined me on stage, and it was I mean, I'm not usually like a karaoke guy. Like whenever we go out to karaoke bars, I usually don't do it. I usually just stay in the back. But no, I loved doing it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then Mary went out and she sang
"Mamma Mia," and she was amazing. She had a good reveal. She had like a trench with like a dowdy like top on, and then it came off. It was great. Everyone was so good. Like, I can't believe that everyone brought the level, like, up to that. Because remember, we used to do karaoke where we would press, like, the number 4.
Yeah.
Would be like, the karaoke that we, competition we would say. Like, this would have blown that out of the water, like, 1,000%. It's just, it's amazing how far these counselors have been able to, like, bring the entertainment level lately.
And karaoke is one of the things that it's, like, not every year, right? It's like one of a few that come around from time to time. Or is this happening all the time, karaoke?
So it's head counselor presents usually. One year we did head counselor like rap battles. So Sam just like likes to switch it up a little bit. So last year is freeze dance. Ty and I were in the finals, both lost, unfortunately. And then this year, Elizabeth Handaco, who is an assistant. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then
no stopping those girls. There's not.
Yeah. In their assistant year, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Legacy. Oh. You know, they've all been student body president, all three of them in a row.
It's insane.
It's insane. Medfield student body president. I think it's too much. They're all thinking of it.
That's, it's like, name me one flaw these kids have.
No, try.
They don't have any. Yeah, forget it. But yeah, so I think, but all which is to say, I think it's cool that like this is like the head counselor competition for the year, and you guys just like turned it up to 1,000. Just like, all right, like we gotta win. And then she got, what'd she get? Like a bucket hat?
She got a bucket hat that said like Friendly Country like karaoke champion, and then this cool like old fashioned microphone like trophy stand thing.
Ooh.
There was like, it was big.
That's so like, cool.
Maura deserved to win that 100%.
Yeah, Maura was incredible with that.
Yeah.
That's she was awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, the way we did it was the head counselors voted
for it. Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Was it close to, like, was it unanimous? Was it, were we?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it was. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, they were really good.
I would have voted for Maura. She was, I wish I got to like sit back and watch the other two perform, but
like, I don't know how to, like, it's not just Bohemian Rhapsody, but like the entire Bohemian Rhapsody, like the whole bit, they did it. They really killed it.
That makes me so happy. That's awesome. So there is something too about karaoke. Like if you have a good singing voice, like you're up a step from everyone else. And from all accounts, she has an excellent singing voice. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't think I can hit like a note. Like, with my singing, I can hit water.
A note.
It was so bad. I hate singing out loud in front of people.
That's all right.
You did so good on your the way in too with your Tina Turner.
I love Tina Turner one. I thought it was fun.
Friday. We got to
Friday
the last
was the best day.
Day
of all.
Yeah. So tell me. All right. So, yeah, you know, so look at the forecast. It's raining. It's, you know, you see it and it's rains, but
not just that, but like we show up and the first thing we get is everyone's phones does the emergency alert for a tornado warning. Like it's all like,
like at that point you're just like, okay, sure. Yeah. So you start your day in the stables, but so what happens over the course of those couple hours?
You know, there was little flyers for that Todd made that said that there an FCDC rave might be coming. And
but before that, we started off with Lottie. Oh,
that's right.
Ooh, first time of the year.
Yeah, we were asking him all summer and he pulled it off. And it was just, I love Lottie's, even as a camper, like Lottie's was sick.
Yeah, Lottie's are good this year.
Because campers
fourth a bunch, it was fun.
So we did that for like about like 30, 40 minutes straight, Lottie's.
Yeah, and then when did it transition?
It was just like the lights kind of like went out. You know, the music kind of started. Billy was throwing glow sticks to everyone. There was like a bubble machine. Sam was holding up drove lights.
Yeah.
And then just like Todd came out in this Iron Man mask and like this green thing that went over his hand that lit up. And it just started. Like with it was Taylor Swift into like Yogi Bear into like dubstep into like everything was just like
it was just bumping and it was like honestly it was a good rave. I haven't been to a rave since the London Bridge when I was 18 and I was there for 4 days, but like this was even better than that. It was so fun.
And the best part, like everyone would be singing Taylor Swift, then it would stop and everyone would be like, "Where's the beat drop?" And he would like tease us a little bit and we're like,
"Yeah." He was a good DJ. It was like then, good DJ skills.
DJ Hot Toddy? Wow.
Yeah, DJ Hot Toddy.
It was so cool. At one point, I picked up one of my campers and we crowd surfed her, like one of my smaller campers. It was sick.
It was just like a full on like rave. It was just like it melted into everyone's like feelings. And it was
amazing. Like, "Pop, you can't go near junior camp. Like, you're going to step on them. Like, be careful where you're walking."
No, they're going nuts on junior camp. They're having the best time down there. Are you kidding?
At one point, Scott had Jonah on his shoulders, yes. But you could see Scott, but you could just see Jonah like over everyone's head. It was
and Jonah knew exactly what to do. He had his hands up in the air like this. He was like,
like he'd been to one before.
Oh. Yeah.
I love that it was like it'd be like Taylor Swift into Yogi Bear.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that. There was like it's the lights. It was everyone knew exactly what to do with the 400 glow sticks that went around.
Yeah.
You could dance. Everyone was dancing. The whole I've never seen them dance before. We all needed it.
Yeah. Rain went away. That's so good. That's so great. How long did that go on for?
It was a 20. I remember looking like right before you hit it, like this is gonna be like a 5 minute thing. It was 21 minutes long, straight.
Just, I thought it felt like it went even faster.
But I remember like looking like, oh, like this is gonna be like a quick thing. But no, yeah. It was like 21 minutes straight. Like everyone's just dripping in sweat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was just so fun.
This
time, like the skies are clear. Like we could easily go outside, but we're like, no, like we're doing this. We're stuck inside.
Yep. Keep it going.
And then we, from there, we went up to the tent for lunch. Like we did Lottie's and rave, just two things, and now it's lunchtime. Like we did that awesome. For 3 hours.
And it's last day lunch, so we bring desserts for that as well.
Yeah. So, some people like junior camp was in the barn. So the older kids were in the tent. Ty was in his we all like spread out, did lunch, then we came and did a sing.
No, well, we had the
the skits, yeah, the talent show.
Talent
yeah.
show, my God,
we had the talent show that day. Yeah,
and the host, the
Mary host Mason hosted.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
What was their shtick?
They were Ant and Deck from Britain's Got Talent, and they're just like kind of like funny, just like good, bad British accents. Like kind of like roasting Americans, like you do this over here, like stuff like that. And it was just, everything was just spot on with them.
It was like a great mix of like off the cuff remarks into like some planned moments. And it was like, they did such a nice job hosting. They kept it moving. Good fun.
For the talent show, is that, that's just any camper or counselor who wants to do something goes up, right?
Mm-hmm. There is two. One ukulele player, I had one in my troop who was really good. Her name was Lexi. She was just amazing. But there's another one who did a Taylor Swift version, and it was just like sick. Like she hit every note. Her singing was like on point. The whole camp was just like,
yeah, they both had ukulele voice, which is like that, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Zooey Deschanel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It was perfect. It was perfect. Those were good. I had I had one camper. So I had a double act where one camper was burping the ABCs. And the other one is really good at staring contests. So his talent was to keep his eyes open the entire time he does the ABCs. The other one's doing the ABCs. But then the one who did the ABCs, it was, he didn't have enough like liquid, I guess. And it took him a longer time than he was planning, but hey, still fun.
Yeah. These things happen.
My point of view is great. There's some good karate. It was really great. Oh. We, the counselors, we ended with a song that we did to like home and we changed the words and it was awesome.
Did you write this, Ty?
I just wrote the lyrics. Yeah. It was cute.
It was amazing. And I think the best part of the lyrics were so good. Like at one point, Sam and Billy were crying, but I think the best part about this was, then we hadn't rehearsed. He just gave everyone.
I didn't rehearse. I said, just no rehearsal. Just enjoy.
There was like maybe like a handful of us who actually like knew the song, like me, Ty, Shay, the Panziaco, Sarah DB. Like there was a bunch of us like knew the song.
When we were on that island, like the week before that song was on, I was like, and that's kind of like where it first like percolated.
Yeah.
The idea.
Yeah.
But it was like at some point the whole camp was singing along to the chorus. It was amazing. Like just looking out.
Like, there's no way that like the counselors, it seemed like they rehearsed 1,000 times in order. Yeah. So, just like it all, just everything aligned perfectly.
Like at one point, like you could just see like every camper, like kind of just, it was the end of the talent trip, like an hour and a half, just like looking down. Then we started seeing camper just like,
aww,
like all eyes on. It was just, Ty did such an amazing job with it. It was just, it was beautiful.
A good moment. I've done a few songs that have like made people cry in the past. It's pretty good way. Yeah. Nice.
That just set the tone for like the rest of the day. Like after that,
everyone was crying.
Because from there, the campers went with the CIT and assistants to like get their bags, bring them to the cubbies. And all their heads went to their activities like one last time to do like a final cleanup. And then we did a whole counselor video where it was just like, a fun video, like people just like starting to get happy again. Then this ending was just like a sad song.
Another sad.
Good job, like getting a video of every head counselor like waving and stuff, and it was just so sad. And then we did a whole, and the video was actually hilarious. They were worrying because more at some point, something happened with her flash drive where she like lost half of the editing for the video, so they just had to like really buckle up, and they were saying like, it's not going to be a good one. Like we didn't spend enough time editing.
That's so good.
Best one of the summer. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Just everything they did was just amazing. And then we went up to the pool for a whole camp free swim. Nice. And it was just, Shay and I were on like DJing. It was just, we played the actual song Home. People were singing along.
I think the first thing they did was they got all the CITs and counselors to go over to Gail's house and say, thank you, Gail. And she came. It was just like this really funny, beautiful like moment of just like everyone crowding around Gail and her on their like balcony being like, oh, she's like, we woke her up that from a nap or something. But like she still was like, oh, my gosh.
We have some pictures. We'll send to you.
That's awesome. Oh,
yeah. And so like everyone was like, it was tears. Even the bell was like happening again where Brendan had to do it. And they were a lot of the CITs were hanging around. It was really hard for those CITs this year.
Well, I think the last song that was heard that day was, I was holding like the bows over my head, a full blast with Shay's on aux, and she plays like, and I will always love you. And everyone's just crying. And everyone's like, Freddie, turn that off. I'm like, I can't. And even Shay's like, Freddie, turn that off. I'm like, I don't have my control.
I'm volume only. Yeah.
And everyone was just like crying, like walking to fly hearing that. And it was just a really fun, special day. The last day.
It didn't even end right there. Cause we start to do our ending circle. And it's like, it's the most beautiful day all of us like during that time. And we get like through five of them, and then it starts pouring on us like in like the way that like you can't like write this stuff, you can't even expect that would happen. It starts pouring and we have to go into the tent and to finish up the finals.
Oh no. At which point the sun comes out is what I hear.
Yes. As soon as we get into the tent.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I think it's like when it's one of those endings where like it's, I feel like a lot of the summer you think like, you know, what's going to happen, but like the last day was just like, you just got to like exist within the day and within the camp. And it like, that's where the real magic kind of showed up and came.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. It was, you know, at pickup, everyone was soaking wet and it was just like, but it was like kind of perfect. Right. It was just like, we've all been through something. We came out the other end. We're all wet. Like, and it was, I don't know, from a parent perspective, I was like, this all seems right. Started this way, ended this way. Okay. That's good.
I personally, like, cause I have the oldest troop and like most of them won't be back next year. Like, it's so sad. Mm-hmm. And the whole session, I'm like, I'm going to make you guys cry last day. Like, I'm going to make you guys cry. Like, just think about it. It's going to be so sad. Like, I cried when I was a camper. Then the last day, they're like bawling their eyes out. They're like, Ferdy, you didn't make us cry. And I'm like, I didn't have to say anything. And they were just like, so I hate, that's like my least favorite part about having the oldest troop is just at the end of the day, they come and give you a goodbye hug. And they're just so sad and so upset. Like every single one of them. I had 6 brand new campers this year, which is crazy as the oldest troop. And each one was just still crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the big impact the place has, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I left and came back. Like, people would come. Like, I don't know. I can't imagine a summer without it. It's sick. It's so fun.
Yeah. What about you, Ty? You like it?
I like it okay. This is a great year. I gotta say, it was like the way that like Shay and Freddie stepped up for this summer, they really like made it, like they did like top tier camp counseling, like just some of the best, and like to the point like I don't see how it could like be any better than that. Like the way they can connect with their kids, their teaching, they're like every like moment is the funniest, best.
Yeah, but it's because we just watched Ty and we're like, we should do that next day.
No, it's just like, I'm catching up to you guys.
No, not even close.
Let's keep going around. Keep going back and forth. That's great. Well, I can say toward the end of the year, Marcus, my husband and I, we were talking and he's like, I can tell what a difference this place makes, particularly in Aiden, because he's like all sports competitive during the year. And he's like, it's just so good. It's just so good. And, you know, we see it in Quinn. And she's taking a different performative route. But it, you know, for someone, you know, me, you know, I'm the crazy podcast lady. That's a given. But for someone from the outside to be like, no, I've noticed, like, I can notice it in my kid. There's, you know, it's happening everywhere. It's every kid is a better version of themselves those 6 weeks of the year.
This year, my niece and nephew got to come and they only came for the first week. And like, I saw such a difference in my nephew and my niece, like after this week, it's like, it's amazing what this place can do in any realm. So, and for us too. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. We get it as well. Yeah.